He just wouldn't let
Hello? Oh, hi, Miss Brennan.
Bill, I wondered, sitting here talking to Ron, and we were sort of trying to trigger our memories on something. You know, when you handled the 5%er case years ago, or is that too long for you to go over? Anyway, the point is, did you have Harry Vaughn? Did he testify?
Yeah. I've been very quiet about it.
Yeah. Yeah. But he was, did you try to get anybody else from the executive department from the White House?
I think I got another, I'm trying to remember, I think there was one other fellow from the White House. But Vaughn was the principal one.
Yeah.
And I can't remember.
Were there any who refused to come, or did that issue arise?
No, there were none, as a matter of fact, because Huey was, you know, close to Truman and called him up.
Of course, the point was, in the Vaughn's case, and of course this is the point we make on Adams, he was charged with malfeasance. I mean, it was a charge against him, a direct charge.
That's right. Same thing is true in the case of Vaughn.
That's what I mean, in Vaughn's case, sure. And the same is true of Sherm, of course.
That's right.
It's a bad rap in both cases. Well,
you remember who got Sherm to testify?
Did he do it?
The president. President Eisenhower called us, and we went over, and you talked to him, I think, and then
I know.
I talked to him a little bit.
Well, I don't think getting in the testify was bad, but I do think, in retrospect, when...
It was very unfair.
When we asked him to leave, well, that was wrong. That was wrong. I mean, that was a horrifying day. You remember?
I think so.
Remember, I had to do that.
I know that. I knew that.
And what a rugged thing. But anyway, because he was not a dishonest man.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's handled himself pretty well since.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say, have you got just one more minute? I want to.
Sure.
I think you'll be pleased to know that I've been making progress on aid to Vietnam.
Oh, good.
And
defense also.
Yes, I've got a speech now that I'm trying to get clear to the government, but it's very good on defense, I think.
Yeah. You don't need to clear it anywhere, but through defense department. You know what I mean?
I'll do that. But let me tell you what I've done on.
Right.
I talked to Hubert Humphrey on aid to North Vietnam. He said he would help us. He would take a leading role in supporting us.
Yeah.
I talked to Muskie. And he said that he had kept his options open, but he thought in the final analysis he'd probably support us.
Yeah.
McGovern, I testified the other day. And McGovern wrote me a little note.
Oh, he did. I know you told me about your testimony. I didn't know he wrote your note.
Well, let me read it to you. It's very short. First, he butters me up a little bit by telling me I'm a great Secretary of State. Then he said, I would like to raise a proposition with you. I can publicly support reconstruction of Indochina if I can get a letter from you or the White House saying that the cost of such aid will be taken out of the military budget and not from domestic purposes or from increased overall budget expenditures. Well, you pretty much...
Exactly the case.
So,
as a matter of fact, Bill, you can... You're welcome to even say that you've talked to me specifically and raise it. And because actually... I told defense and national security. I understand he wouldn't care about foreign aid too, but I said it has to. I put it in terms: it must be swallowed by the national security budget. Now that means defense plus military assistance.
Well, what I thought I'd do, Mr. President, is call him and tell him that I don't want to have any discussion about aid to North Vietnam for a while.
Right.
And that I'll be in touch with him later, and that I hope very much that we can work something out. I'll try to. Letter that'll be satisfactory to him.
That's very good.
I talked to a lot of others about it, and I think we can work that out now.
You're keeping them loose, in other words.
That's right. I think that, see, some of these stories from the POW is going to break after we get them all back.
That's right.
And that's going to be a tough time because some of them are going to be pretty bad.
I have talked myself to Denton, and also to Reisner, and I am going to see Flynn. Flynn is ill. He's the only other one I'm going to see because they're the three senior men. I'm going to see him next week. You know, they're all just, Flynn's a great guy, too, you know. He's a powerhouse. You know, he wouldn't come out in the first group. He wanted to wait to be the last one. Anyway, Denton and Reisner both told me individually, so and separately, that I said, what about this? And they said, if you say it is important for purposes of peace, 75% of us will support it. He says, we've already talked about it. Mm-hmm. He said they've been talking about it. So it's interesting that. So I said, well, now what about the stories, though, about the atrocities and so forth? And they said, well, there's going to... And then they told me about some of them, and they're horrible. And I said, well, what about that? And they said, but on the other hand, they remember there were some atrocities in World War II.
That's right. Well, I think we also can get a lot of support in the House. I've talked to some of the conservatives over there, and I think they're going to support us. We can just keep the station down for another 60 days, and then when we get ready to submit, we'll...
I think we could do pretty well on the Republican side, because we can say the whole piece depends upon it. I took the 43 new ones, and I hit them on both defense and aid to Vietnam, and I think we can get maybe 38 of them. That's not bad.
That's good.
That's a good start. The thing I'm concerned about, basically, frankly, are some of the, and I'm so glad what you heard about Humphrey and Muskie, for example, is the more partisan people who think, who really think this is a way to screw up the peace. You know, that's what's at stake here. That's what's at stake.
Well, I was impressed with the governor, because I didn't ask him. I wouldn't ask the son of a gun for anything.
No.
He just volunteered. He came over after. He didn't ask any questions or anything. Executive session, and then he handed me this note on the way out. It shows that he's going to, he doesn't have the guts to vote against us when it gets down to cases.
You don't think so?
No, sir.
Because of what he has said.
What he said. And I'm having a check made of what everybody said after Johnson made his John Hopkins speech and what they said after you made your speech.
May 8th, yeah. May 27th.
That's right. And you'll find that most of them were for it.
As a matter of fact, when I made it again, in January of 1971,
that's
the January 25th speech.
Right.
It was all about that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we'll have all those ready when the fight
including that's right. The other thing I was going to ask you, just on a very technical matter, Steve was asking me about the OAS thing, and as you know, I'm giving you're giving a dinner, and I'm going to give the give a. Diplomatic reception, the first event in the fall, probably around the 1st of October. Now, you feel that that doing an OAS reception would be very important. I think I could work it out, but how do you feel about it?
I don't think it's that important, Mr. President.
What I mean is that it's a gesture to Latin America. The problem is that you're going to go to Latin America, and I'm not, of course, and I don't have any Latin on at this point, but we're going to probably get one on in the fall. Incidentally, I got your note about the others, like the Lebanese.
Yeah.
We're going to have to get him in sometime, and
right.
We got to get Talbert in. All these clowns are there. We've got to come, but what we're really doing, we're running about, you see, we've got Brandt now, Bill, on there. We've got Brandt, we've got the Italian, we've got
Japanese.
We got the Japanese. We left over. And then Budo's going to be coming over. And I'm not going to give a dinner, probably, but it'll be a visit.
Mr. President, you ought to cut down on some of those, like Talbot and those. If you just see them for half an hour, they'll be happy. I can give them a dinner or something. Then you don't have to bother with them. Seems to me that you shouldn't put on a big show for all. It's too much of a strain.
Certainly no. I would say this. I think with some of them, if we can have them without having it be a state visit, then they can just come for an appointment. And the dinner at night is not all that much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have to have the welcoming ceremony and all that crap, that shoots a day. Yeah.
On the
OAS, the only thing that occurred to me is a gesture to the Latins means so much. And if you think it would mean a hell of a lot, I'm seeing Santa Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Alliance for Progress. I see him there, but. And I don't know that he'll raise it, but I just wondered if you think the gesture is important, I can do it.
It's
a handshaker, as I understand, but I would probably have to say some words, and I don't really have anything to say.
Aren't you going to be in California? I was hoping you'd stay out there for a while.
I'll be back by the... No, I thought that OAS thing is April 14th. I was only going to stay in California through the week of we're there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going out. And Monday and Tuesday, then I'm going to stay through the balance of the weeks because I can't be here while Hughes in Washington. I mean, there'll be too many
riots. Let me consider it.
Consider it if it's not that much work, and I don't mind it at all.
Or maybe we should do it then, Mr.
President. And provided that they understand it's a reception and. And give them damn little talking because I have nothing to say.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.